Hi, friends. Welcome to Annie's Mini BFF podcast. I'm your host and friend, Annie F. Downs. I'm so excited to be with you all for a couple of minutes today and share a little story from one of my favorite books, the Bible. This season of the podcast, we get to read from the part of the Bible called the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They tell us all about Jesus's life when he was on earth. We read about his friendships, stories that Jesus told called parables, sacrifices Jesus made for us so that we can be free, and meals that Jesus shared with the people he was around, and of course, the miracles he performed for so many. Okay, Mini BFFs, thanks to our friends at Zonder Kids. Today, we'll be reading from the Jesus Storybook Bible. And for those of you who have a copy, too, our story begins on page 256. Have you ever felt left out of something? Maybe it was a game the kids at school were playing, or maybe you couldn't get on a ride because you weren't quite tall enough yet. Whatever it was, I bet it didn't feel all that great to be left out. You know who is never going to leave you out? Jesus. He wants to spend all the time he can with you. In fact, there is a whole story in the Bible about kids like you, Mini BFFs, and how much Jesus wanted them to come see him. So are you ready to get started with our story? Me too. This one is called A Friend of Little Children. Here we go. Jesus' friends were arguing. Who was the most important helper in God's kingdom? They wanted to know. I am, James said. No, you're not, said Peter. I am. Nonsense, said Matthew. I'm the cleverest. No, you're not. Yes, I am. Yes, no, am too. The silliness went on and on like that for some time. You see, Jesus' friends had started thinking they had to do something to make themselves special to Jesus. That if they were the cleverest or the nicest or something, Jesus would like them best. But they had forgotten something. Something God had been teaching his people all through the years. That no matter how clever you are, or how good you are, or how rich you are, or how nice you are, or how important you are, none of it makes any difference. Because God's love is a gift, and as anyone will tell you, the whole thing about a gift is it's free. All you have to do is reach out your hands and take it. So while Jesus' friends were arguing, some people who knew all about getting gifts, in fact, you might say they were gift experts, had come to see Jesus. Who were they? They were little children. Jesus' helpers tried to send them away. Jesus doesn't have time for you, they said. He's too tired. But they were wrong. Jesus always had time for children. Don't ever send them away, Jesus said. Bring the little ones to me. Now, if you had been there, what do you think? Would you have had to line up quietly to see Jesus? Do you think Jesus would have asked you how good you'd been before he'd give you a hug? Would you have had to be on your best behavior and get dressed up? And not speak until you're spoken to? Or would you have done just what these children did? Run straight up to Jesus and let him pick you up in his arms and swing you and kiss you and hug you and then sit on his lap and listen to your stories and your chats? You see, children loved Jesus and they knew they didn't need to do anything special for Jesus to love them. All they needed to do was to run into his arms. And so that's just what they did. Well, after all the laughing and games, Jesus turned to his helpers and said, "No matter how big you grow, never grow up so much that you lose your child's heart, full of trust in God. Be like these children. They are the most important in my kingdom." Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for showing us that we are always important enough to come talk to you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. You guys, the disciples were a little silly in this story, right? I mean, first they were arguing over who was the greatest, and then they said the children couldn't come see Jesus. I'm very glad Jesus was there to tell them the actual truth about everything. And I'm very grateful for the Bible and that we get to learn about this story too. Mini BFFs, you are so important. You're important to me, to your grown-ups, your teachers, but you're especially important to God. Please do not ever forget that he loves you so much. So we love when you draw us a picture to go with each story that we read on the Mini BFF podcast. So for today's drawing, can you draw me a picture of you? We have a really fun Journey Through the Gospels guidebook that you can actually download over at shopanniefdowns.com. It is packed with a lot of activities to go along with this season, including a page for you to color the drawing for each episode. And if you do draw it, a picture of you, I want to see it. So get your grown-up to post it and tag Mini BFF Club on Instagram. If you love the story we read today, it actually comes from a whole book of Bible stories called the Jesus Storybook Bible. Like I said earlier, we've gotten to team up with Zonder Kids for this season and are reading stories stories from three different storybook Bibles: the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, the Jesus Storybook Bible, and the I Wonder Bible. To grab your own copy of these books, just go to faithgateway.com and use the code AD20 for an extra 20% off. We're going to be using all three of these books this season to help us grow in our friendship with Jesus. Mini BFFs, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I'm always so happy to have you here with us. Remember, be kind to your grown-ups, your teachers, and your friends, and I'll see you next time. And hey, grown-ups, if you want to dive deeper into today's story from the Jesus Storybook Bible, you can read about it in Matthew 19, Mark 10, and Luke 18 in the Bible. Bye, Mini BFFs. Love you, mean it.